This is KNKX News. Today is Ruth Dickey's last day as head of Seattle Arts and Lectures. Dickey has been at the helm of the literary arts organization since 2013. She will soon be the new executive director of the National Book Foundation, which is the presenter of one of the most prestigious awards in the literary world, the National Book Awards. Dickey sat down with KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick to reflect on what she has accomplished in the Seattle arts community and what she hopes to do on the national stage.
When did you discover a love of books?
I have always loved books my whole life. I'm the daughter of two teachers. I grew up in a house full of books. My brother is a linguist and a professor. And my grandparents lived in Virginia and we would visit them. And on the drives, the thing that always concerned me is how many books I could take, because what if I finished them right, and ran out and needed another book?
And you seem destined to take on this new role leading the National Book Foundation. You have said that books play a critical role in our cultural landscape. And I wanted to talk about this through the lens of racial justice, which has been at the forefront of national conversations along with the pandemic. Has the role of books changed over this past year?
You know, I think for so many of us, books are a source of learning and inspiration and challenge. They're a way for us to deeply learn and engage with topics, with other people's experiences, with history, with science, with facts. And I think that role of books is even more important in this time when all of us are reckoning with racial justice and with understanding the history of our country and the history of white supremacy and all the different ways that our systems and processes have been a part of racism, and understanding what that means and what it has meant, and also what we can all do about it. And I think books are an incredibly important piece of that work.
Yeah, what if you could expand a little bit more on what power books do have?
I think about last year, we were lucky to have Claudia Rankine come and visit us at Cell, and she came for her nonfiction book, Just Us, which explores with great vulnerability and candor what it means to have conversations about and across race. It, for me, gave me a deeper understanding of the vulnerability required to have those conversations, especially Rankine writing as a Black woman. And I think storytelling and books have a profoundly emotional and also a catalyst role to play in helping us understand and think about those conversations.
There is a lot of talk about companies and nonprofit organizations doing things to improve their track record on the issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I was wondering, what has been done at Seattle Arts and Lectures? What has the conversation been there?
We've been, for the past 5 years, actively working on diversity, equity, and inclusion and what that means for us at Sal. And that's meant asking a lot of questions about how do we do our work and why, and how can we do it differently in ways that are more equitable. We, for example, made a commitment 5 years ago that more than 50% of the writers we present on our stages would be Black, Indigenous, or people of color. We're the only national presenting organization to have made a commitment like that. And we've also been thinking about how to make sure that Sal as an organization and in our programming is a place of belonging and really a welcoming place for people, and particularly people who have historically felt excluded. And there's lots more work to do. So in the year to come, we're going to be debuting a new series, which is going to be curated by a local BIPOC writer who will be deciding who the authors are in that series, who's going to be featured, where is it going to be, and all the pieces of it as a way of our opening up Sal in the process of deciding who gets to come and how our programming looks.
And as you're talking about all these initiatives and changes, what are your goals for the National Book Foundation?
My first goal is to listen and learn. There's an incredible staff and board there. One of the things the National Book Foundation did during the pandemic was to partner with the Academy of American Poets, the Council of Literary Magazines and Presses, to together partner with the Mellon Foundation and distribute emergency funding to literary organizations all around the country. And I think that's really interesting work.
I know a lot of the organizations that you're referring to there struggling financially, especially since the pandemic. What do you see as ways that they can rebound, and how can the Book Foundation kind of help facilitate that or help assist in that?
And this has been such a challenging time for nonprofits, for arts organizations all around the country. And I think all of us are asking that question, what does forward look like and how can we not just rebuild and recover, but also use this as an opportunity to build back better? For us at Seattle Arts and Lectures, people had asked for years and years and years for us to have an online way for people to participate in our programming and lectures if they weren't able to be there in person. And we just never had the bandwidth to figure it out. And one of the silver linings of this pandemic is that now we have figured it out. And I know for SAL going forward, there will always be an online component to programming.
Do you think the online component will help with the effort of inclusion and getting more people involved and excited about books and literary arts in general?
Absolutely. It's really heartwarming to me how many people we have heard from personally at SAL who have said, I was never able to come to your programs before for a whole range of reasons, because of geography, because of traffic, because of accessibility issues, and for whom the online experience is so much more welcoming, so much easier, and so much better. And there are also people who have said, I cannot wait to get back to in person. It's not the same. So I look forward to the day when we can offer both.
You have been catering to an audience locally of people who have a voracious appetite for reading and the literary arts. And I'm just wondering what you will take from this audience to your new role in the National Book Foundation.
Oh, this is such an incredible community in Seattle of book lovers and voracious readers. We have such a rich infrastructure of independent bookstores here. We have incredible libraries in Seattle and King County. We have so many writers here. We have such a great ecosystem of literary nonprofits. And I think I will bring with me admiration and respect for this community. And hopefully together we'll dream up ways that we can be supportive of one another and work together going forward.
Well, Ruth, thank you so much. Want to wish you best of luck in your new job.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a total delight to get to speak with you.